day, so I'm very happy to see you all here. Welcome to this day of meditation, of silence, of being together, of supporting each other in the practice. And so I thought in the morning we could practice with loving kindness, and in the afternoon we could practice with equanimity. And so I want to first start with 30 minutes instruction, and then we'll have some sitting, some walking, some sitting, and then we'll finish with a discussion, and then there will be an hour for lunch, and then again there will be a talk in the afternoon. So loving kindness meditation, I think it's very important to see that in the Buddhist meditation, within Buddhist meditation, you have mindfulness meditation, and then you have different techniques of cultivating mindfulness, different techniques of cultivating different things. And so there is this one practice in Buddhism that you find that could be cultivated in different ways. So this is in the Theravada, Vipassana, Insight tradition. There is a way where you practice intentionally, as you speak in meditation, as you walk in meditation, loving kindness. So there are four qualities you can cultivate in that way. Loving kindness, compassion, rejoicing, and forgiveness. And so what is very important to see first, I wanted to start the day. This is really that kind of 2,500 years ago plug for loving kindness meditation. It's found in the Anguttara Nikaya. Up to you to see if it works. So this is what the Buddha said long time ago. Monks and nuns and lay people, there are 11 advantages to be expected from the release of the heart by becoming familiar with thoughts of loving kindness, by the cultivation of loving kindness, by constantly increasing loving kindness, by regarding loving kindness as a vehicle, and also as something to be treasured, by living in conformity with this kind thought, by putting this idea into practice, and by establishing it. So here come the various advantages. Sleep in comfort. Awake in comfort. Sees no evil dreams. Dear to human beings. The mind can concentrate quickly. The countenance is serene. And one dies without being confused in the mind. And I forgot to put the 11. I don't know what it is now. So, possibly some of this will happen, possibly not. But I thought this was a nice little text I found one day while I was reading the Anguttara Nikaya, called the Miracle Discourse. So, actually, the way this type of practice started was when monks were meditating in the forest long, long, long ago, where actually they could not meditate because they were too afraid. So they were meditating by themselves in the forest, and it was like, is there a robber? Is there, you know, a bee? You know, is there a snake? So they were in constant fear. And because they were in constant fear, they came to the Buddha and they said, we can't meditate, we're too afraid. And then, as an antidote to fear, he told them, do this of loving kindness. So this is interesting as a practice. So he's not saying to them, don't be afraid. Or he's just not telling them all kind of different theological things about the good reason not to be afraid. But he's actually giving them a method which will actually transform the way they feel. So it's kind of like nearly organically something will happen if you do this practice, so that you move from being fearful to actually not feeling fearful, but through cultivating loving kindness. interesting that actually this practice, and I think that's why it works, some of the fear, it starts to make us see the world in a more benign way. Because often our fears are actually abstract fears. What if this happen? What if that happen? And I think this practice is actually experientially making us see that right here, right now, I am a kid. And by this, it's kind of in a way reassuring us. And then it can also open others. It does many different functions. So I thought that fear function was interesting. So it's also the idea is to cultivate a kind and generous attitude. And I think it's also what the way it helps with the fear is that we are a little less self into self-protection in case something is going to happen. And more in what is really going on now and how can I creatively engage with whatever happens instead of kind of anticipation. I think the loving kindness helps us in this kind of fearful anticipation and to kind of be more in the experience. Oh, the world most of the time is benign. I'm not saying all the time. Most of the time it's easy. So in a way, dim is this kind of folding, this protection out of fear. So we can, the practice itself, you use certain sentences. And so I'm going to give you some very simple ones because I find generally simple is generally best. But then I'm going to give you a list to choose from if you want to move from the very simple. So the very simple ones are, may I be happy, may I get peace, may I be safe. May you be happy, may you be at peace, may you be safe. So that's kind of quite simple. Or, if you want, so sometimes people like to keep it simple and sometimes people like to have more things in. So this is just to inspire you. May I be free from danger or fear? May I have mental happiness? May I have physical happiness? May I have ease of well-being? May you have safety? May you be happy, peaceful, liberated? May you be healthy? May you be healed? May you dwell in peace? May you live with peace? So this is going to be here, so if anybody wants to check it out, they can come and look. But you can also make your own if you want, as long as you don't start to kind of proliferate around it. The idea is not to do that. As it's mentioned, it will help us also to focus, to concentrate. So the idea is that you have these sentences. Let's use the simple one. May I be happy, may I be peace, may I be safe. And you repeat these sentences in your mind. And then generally you move to different categories. You can see yourself, people in this room, whatever is alive out in this room. Then you have the category of people you enjoy, you support you. Then you have the category of people you are neutral towards. Then you have the category of people you have some difficulty with. I will, with the category of people you have some difficulty with, please don't join people you have a lot of difficulty with. Because then you have to be to start with, and then you can help them. And then you finish with everybody. And what can be interesting for a morning, for example, is that some people might move category 2, so it's not 6. Then you have the choice either to stay in each category with one person, or personally I would suggest to bring as many people as you can in each category. And with the dislike category, personally I don't have that. Very hard to find many of those. So I used to bring politicians, but some people have strong reaction to politicians, so it might not be a good idea. So, you know, if you don't have many people in that category, that's not true. And to me, the one the way I see it, is that ways we practice. One way is to just recite the sentence. So you kind of just recite the sentence silently, relatively slowly if possible, not like maybe you know, just one at a time. And in a way, it's more about echo. It's not about how many I can recite in the day, but it's more about kind of like an intention, like kind of a reverberation, echoing within ourselves, of that, reach for ourselves, reach for others. So may I be happy, may I be at peace, may I be safe. And then, at the level of concentration, because difficulty with concentration, reading the sentences can be very useful. But if you do not have difficulty with the concentration or focusing, then actually sometimes you might prefer to stay with that quality. May I be happy? And I experience that happiness. How does it feel? Then you connect more with the quality, with the resonance of the quality, than the words themselves. So it's for you to see. Use the word healthy, and then I use the word. Or do I prefer to connect with the quality? That people prefer to see. Then when you bring it to the other people, may you be there. It's kind of like, you know, being in the experience, if I have some happiness, can I share it with others? Can I wish it with others? It's just, again, trying to see if you can share that resonance with others, that sentiment with others. So when we do meditation in the Theravada Vipassana insight tradition or the Buddhist tradition in general, when you do the meditation, whatever technique you might be using, the breath, listening, being aware of the body, doing the loving kindness meditation, you have the same basis. The basis is that you cultivate together concentration and insight. So in terms of the loving kindness, the concentration is the fact that you come back again and again, either to the sentences or either to the word, that happiness, and connect to that resonance in the experience. So there is that element of coming back again and again to the sentences, and what you might notice is that when you come back to the sentences, when you come back to the word, you also come back to the four elements. This is one of the ideas of the meditation. Through the focusing, through having something from the reference point from any time. So you hear the loving kindness is the end in this. So we might have thoughts and be thinking of this and that, and we come back to the world. And that coming back to the world helps us to come back to the whole moment. So just being aware of that. That's one of the functions of the meditation. And by coming back again and again to the world, it helps us in order to be less entangled in our various habitual thoughts. It doesn't mean that we stop the thinking. It just means that we create more space. Then the other aspect of the meditation is experiential inquiry or looking deep. And the way I see this practice with the loving kindness is that when you look at yourself, when you bring yourself, may I be happy, may I be at peace, may I be safe, you look at yourself differently. So often we have a strong sense of discourse, inner discourse about ourselves. I am like this, I'm not like that, I should be doing this, what about this, and I should have done that. I mean, there is a lot of kind of discourse. But in a way, when we do this practice, we're actually wishing well, looking a little beyond the various identities we create within the different practices, and really reach out to the human beings who right now is alive, is breathing, and wishing well to that. To come back to some
the idea we have about how we should be or not. And the same when we reach towards others, we the same thing is, you live beyond what my life or dislike about the person, and you reach out to the human being you like yourself, So we're doing connecting to the human. And to me, that's actually also one of the things about the fear aspect, is by doing this practice, we start to see ourselves and others in a more complex, multiple way. Because often we really fit in ourselves and others. They did this, they're always like this, I do this, I'm always like this. But it comes upon differences, intuition, changes. I think through this practice we come back more to what is this transcendence from a person of this. Can I reach where to that myself, others? So we, in a way, looking at ourselves and others in a different way, from a different sense, instead of immediately, you know, putting ourselves in certain boxes. We try to, before we are in the box, can I connect to this human being? So in a way, we kind of try to open our heart, expand our awareness, look beyond our fixed idea, and reach life and reach humanity. One thing we have to be careful, we're not trying to create a certain feeling. So when I talk about resonance, it's more resonance in the world. I'm not saying that by saying the word, may I be happy, I'm going to kind of feel 100% happy right now. So we're not trying to create a certain thing, produce a certain thing. We might feel a certain way, but that each of us resonates in different ways between this herb and this practice. So we're not trying to create a certain thing, and we're not trying to produce. So we're not expecting something. We're just doing a practice, trying to cultivate concentration and inquiry in a certain way. But through this practice of loving kindness, we cultivate in a certain direction, a certain intention. That's definitely. Because in a way, focusing on loving kindness, focusing on, in a way, opening to ourselves, opening to others, in this kind of time. Instead of, I think this practice is also slightly to dissolve the tendency we have to be very quickly, very critical, or also sometimes resentful, or comparing. I think it's interesting if somebody comes with a happy news, very quickly you kind of say, but what about this, what about that? And you kind of often criticize. It's a good thing, but you might criticize, you know, in pain. And so it's a very quick way to criticize for various reasons. And so here it's kind of looking at, before I kind of need that thing, and I just kind of open to the genuine way to love in myself and in others. Another thing is that it's not a prayer. It sounds like a prayer, and so you can change the wording to make it less like a prayer if you have difficulty with that one. In French, I have lots of difficulty with that, so we can really change it. It's a different thing with the verb, let's see. But see how you feel. Because may I be happy is just kind of, you know, wishing well. But it's really not a prayer at a distance, so that you say, may you be happy. And then you go home and they're not happy and you think, this is not working. This is really not about, you know, praying at a distance. It's really a practice for ourselves, which can help us, of course, to possibly relate better with others and ourselves. It's really a meditation exercise. We're not trying to force it, sentences. Also, we try not to be too mechanical with the sentences. So that's why you have to see. Using the sentences is useful for me to be better to the resonance with the word. So some people, they use the sentences and it really doesn't work with them. So if you find that, you know, you try the sentences, that doesn't work, you try resonance with the word, that doesn't work, then don't worry. It doesn't mean you are not a loving and kind person. That this practice, like any practice, doesn't suit everybody. This is an experiment, this is an exploration. We're exploring this together. So if you used to do the breath meditation, just compress that. If you used to do the listening meditation, say, the scanning, the body meditation, or any other meditation, I even think it's fine to do a bit of the breath and then the sentences. Get lost a little, lost in the sentences. Thinking, what's the second one? What's the third one? You can always come back to the breath. If you need to use the breath as an extension in meditation. It's very important to see that those practices are not the goal. We're not doing something different than the breath or something. It's a little different answer, a little different orientation. And so if you used to do something, you can always go back to it. No problem with that. And then come back to the breath, and then see if you want to go back to the pelvis, always with the loving kindness. And as I mentioned previously, try not to proliferate with any of the categories. That little category about you, something this and that and another, or if you bring a person, or what about this, what about that, and that is this one in the middle category, or maybe the first one. You know, please try not to make it complicated, you know? If it comes up, if you don't have enough people, you stay with the person, or you stay with yourself, and there is the last one, which englobes everybody. So it's a user and all beings happy, all beings get eaten, all beings be safe. And you can also use that practice. It's really, it's only just to kind of work with that one we are listed in ourselves, but we can also cultivate it, and also we can take it the direction, what we do back. Are there any technical questions about this practice? And I wanted just to say a few things about the silence. So we will be in silence, but it's a friendly silence. It's a supportive silence, so you can smile at each other, have eye contact, and that. But it's just so that we can be together in a different way. That's the way that I feel about it. Then maybe let's do it. So first, if we stand up,